Hey,
Fugazi, Fugazi, you know.
How's it going, Odd People?
Yeah.
Welcome to the Odd People Podcast. It's me, Robert De Niro.
Wow.
Who's this fucking guy over here? It's me, Robert De Niro, and here's my guy, Joe Pesci.
Oh, I can't do it, Joe Pesci, man. I definitely can't do that. I
can't remember the name of the movie. It's like Heat or something. No, that's not him.
Joe Pesci's like higher, right? He's like a high...
Hey, what do I look like, a fucking clown? I do a better Joe Pesci than I do Robert De Niro. We should... All right, so take two.
Go ahead. Take two.
How's it going, Odd People? Welcome to the Odd People Podcast. What do I look like, a fucking Joe Pesci? With me is my friend Robert De Niro.
Yeah, I can't do that either.
A fucking clown here to amuse you.
Oh, hey, man.
What's up, man?
I watched a mafia movie this week.
Oh, did you?
Perfect.
How was Button Club? How was the awards ceremony?
Yeah, the award ceremony was a blast. It was a great time. We laughed. We cried.
You didn't bring your medal.
Oh, I didn't bring my medal.
Dude, I was going to say bring your medal.
What a lost opportunity. I'll bring it next week. I'll bring it next week.
I'm thinking he'll bring it in. I don't even have to say anything.
Oh, man, what a fuck up. I'll bring it next week. I'll show it off.
So what was the...
But it went really great.
What did you win?
I won it by a landslide. It was called the Constant Crisis Award.
Okay.
And it is the award for... never being able to choose like a main character or a main controller. Like, okay. I'm always switching characters and controllers.
You're always
and,
all
like,
over the place.
I can't choose. I can't pick. Everything feels good at certain times and I just got to keep it flowing. Okay, that's my excuse. I'm going to run with it.
Hey.
Whatever I feel in that moment is what I'm going to do.
It is what it is. It's but the it way is, you operate.
It is quite the constant crisis. It really is.
That's great.
But everybody had a great time. We had food. We had a blast. We did cancel Button Club on Monday out of exhaustion and to recoup. We never missed a day throughout the whole year that we did it. So I think it might be a little tradition now to take the day after the year anniversary awards.
Kind of like when we have a guest on, we usually miss the following week.
Yeah, yeah, because it's exhausting, man. This stuff is exhausting. Yeah, and anyone that tells you it's not. It's mental stuff, right?
Yeah.
It's not like physically exhausting, but it's just mentally draining. So
cool, man.
But yeah, it went really well.
But you guys had a lot of fun.
We did.
You did your thing. You had the you're kind of your main people that always show up to Button Club, I'm assuming.
Yeah, for sure. But I mean, we had a good sized crowd too of visitors too. So,
really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I don't know the exact number, but it had to be at least 23,
22. Wow.
Yeah.
That's cool. That's a good turnout. That's awesome.
Yeah, it was fun. Nice. We missed you there. I thought you were going to pop in. It's okay.
Yeah, we had too much.
You had a crazy weekend.
I did have a crazy weekend.
Another crazy weekend coming up.
Yeah.
Mother's Day.
It doesn't end, dude.
Shout out to all the mamas out there.
Yeah, shout out to
doing your thing.
Mom.
Hopefully doing your thing.
Yeah, well.
If not, well.
You know, it was actually 2 days ago, so we screwed that up.
That's right. All right, we missed that too.
In this world, it was 2 days ago, so happy Mother's Day, Mom.
Happy Mother's Day.
Jared's mom.
Yeah.
And my wife.
Yeah, there you go.
All the moms.
All the moms.
All the moms that listen to the show.
Did you do your Star Wars?
Yeah, yeah.
Your Star Wars. You went to the theater, right?
We went to the movie theater.
To see episode one.
In Dartmouth to see episode one.
Oh, in Dartmouth,
too. Because it's an AMC, and that's what they were playing.
Yeah.
And, it was pretty good. I look over at one point and my wife's asleep. Me and my youngest son are like really into it.
Wasn't it a little boring than what you remember?
In the movie theater, it's different because you're like
glued to it.
So it's a little more exciting, but also, yeah, you're like, well, this part drags.
Yeah. Did they give you like anything special?
No. The people working there had lightsabers. They were like playing with each other.
Oh, cool.
That was weird. They were playing with each other.
Behind the counter.
Behind the counter. But no,
sabers.
You would think they would have been like, here's a, you know, an extra bag of
like
popcorn.
A lightsaber straw for your drink.
Darth Maul on it or something. Yeah. No, nothing special. And my son has been on a hardcore Star Wars kick.
Awesome.
Leading up to it and after it, like as we speak, he's probably playing Star Wars.
Does he like the Mandalorian, all that good stuff?
He likes pretty much everything Star Wars.
Anything Star Wars?
He doesn't like the newest trilogy though.
Yeah. It was pretty lackluster.
Rightfully so.
Yeah. I did watch them. I did. As much as I didn't want to. Yeah. Oh, my God. There was one movie. I forget which one it is. I think it was the first one. When I had to leave the movie theater because I was causing such a scene. Who's the Sith Lord in the first of the new trilogy? The guy with the...
Kylo Ren.
Kylo Ren. When he first takes off his helmet, I died laughing so bad. Oh, really? Bad.
Yeah. Just because he was a normal
person? He was a goofy-ass looking dude. I thought he was going to be this really tough guy with like this like scar on his cheek or something, dude. He looked like the kid from Superbad.
Yeah, he is just like a normal McLovin.
He's like McLovin's older brother or something. And I was like, this is the badass villain? Are you serious? Yeah. But I was just laughing so hard, I was almost going to pass out.
So I had to leave. You had to leave?
Yes.
That's awesome.
Because the more I looked at it, the more I was laughing. I had to escort myself out.
That's really funny.
Yeah.
So did you watch a mafia movie? Gangster movie?
I did. I watched American Gangster for the first time.
American Gangster.
With Denzel Washington. Is that what it's called?
I hope that's what it's called. I don't even know.
With Denzel? No?
I don't know if I know that one.
I hope that's what it's called, or I'm going to look like a real idiot.
Hold on.
Idiot, bro. You idiot.
American Airlines.
Gangster. That American Gangster.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, I was right. Yeah.
American Gangster.
Dude, what a badass movie. I love Denzel already. So
you really do love Denzel Washington.
He just kills it.
He's one of the people that I don't like all that much.
I did notice. Can I ask why? Before I say the reason why I feel like I shouldn't like him, but I really do love him.
So here's my thing with Denzel Washington. Denzel.
Okay.
It's not that he's a bad actor. Mm-hmm. It's not his personality. It's nothing, really. I don't feel like the characters he plays are any different from one to the next.
Thank you. That's what I was going
to
say.
He doesn't seem to have a very broad range.
I was going
to
say
that. You can predict the movie by him being in it and being the main character. You're going to go, oh, yeah, he's the main character. Something's going to piss him off. Whatever, he's going to blow up at some point. Like, you know what I mean? It's not that I don't dislike him. I think he's a good actor.
No, it's spot on.
But he doesn't have a very wide range.
And I didn't realize it until I watched this movie. I was like, this is a really cool movie and like really badass. But at the same time, I'm like, I feel like I'm genuinely starting to realize he plays the exact same role in every movie that he plays.
See, I don't know this movie.
It was good, man.
I mean, there's a very good chance I've seen it.
It was really good.
Like, that was the only thing that's different, like Training Day.
Training Day.
So he's a little different in Training Day because he's a little more of the bad guy.
He doesn't look very different.
No, he doesn't look any different.
He looks like the same role that he usually plays.
But he's got
he's on the bad side?
Yeah, he's kind of like a bad dude in it. So, like, it's... the acting isn't too much different.
Yeah.
But the concept's different.
And he always does that mouth thing when he's really angry.
So what's the... What's the concept of American Gangster? Man, you were really into it, huh?
Okay. It's based on a true thing. I know that.
Yeah.
And
do you want me to open this so you can read it? Oh, shit.
No. He was like a lawyer who also works... as like a mafia head gangster guy he's kind of doing the both thing, but it eventually catches up to him and they take him down with his whole team and
okay.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, Harlem drug dealer Frank.
Yeah, man.
Da 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 doo, baba da dee.
Yep, in the 1970s. A lot of, really, in New York. Yep.
Really popular actors in it. Russell Crowe.
I know.
Carla Gert.
I know.
Jagillo Gulijo. I can never say her name.
Yeah.
And I don't know why I'm so bad with Italian names. Carla Gugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugug Bubba.
Charles. That's Charles all I know him as.
In charge.
Charles, yeah.
Cool.
I think I was so focused on you being proud of me that I watched this movie that I forgot to actually watch the movie and pay attention.
You're like, I can't wait to talk about this in the podcast.
And know nothing about it.
But it's very, very much not a traditional mob gang movie. It's more of a...
He's a badass, man.
True story, so that's interesting.
Know, right in public, he just pops one in the dude's head. Right in everybody, right outside of a restaurant.
And what was his official job? He was some sort
of... A lawyer, I believe.
Oh, okay.
I believe. Ryan's probably screaming at his TV right now, so upset. And I'm sorry, man. I'm sorry.
Does Ryan really
I was distracted.
Does Ryan...
Went for a walk halfway through
Ryan,
the movie.
Your brother or Ryan V?
Ryan V.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I watched it at his house. It was good, man. It was good.
Cool. So Ryan's like, what the fuck, man?
Yeah.
Were you even paying attention? No, he
wasn't. I was. Okay. I saw the cool parts. I was really high, too. I try my best.
So let's look at the images. Maybe this will spark some memory. Do you remember him talking to Josh Brolin right there?
Yeah, that guy. Yeah,
like he's in each other's face.
He's a cop. He's a...
Yeah, he's like an undercover cop or something. He looks undercover.
Yep.
But then again, it's a cop in the 70s.
But he's a crooked cop. He's a messed up cop. Yeah, yeah. Okay.
How about Russell Crowe? Is he like the dude that takes him down?
Oh, he's the good cop. He's the one that's trying to take it all down. All right. Yeah,
we're piecing it together.
Yeah, yeah. He's trying to bring it to an end, and there's
something about Russell Crowe, especially in this aspect of the 70s.
Yep.
He looks like my dad to me.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Like your dad in the 70s?
Yeah. Like if he had a big mustache, that would 100%. There's something about his face and his eye. I don't know. There's something about his face.
I feel like my dad had that hairstyle, too.
Yeah. Like the shape of his face reminds me of my dad.
Yeah. I can see that.
Like right there, especially, you know, he's got a little bump here.
I don't think I've seen your dad, but I think he does. Like, he could be a part of your family.
Yeah.
I see that.
I'd have to find a picture of my dad from...
Yeah.
Like when I was a kid or
I'd
the
love
70s.
To see it, yeah.
Side by side comparison. So was Jay-Z in it? What is this?
No, I don't know why they keep maybe one of his albums called American Gangster.
Oh, it's called Classic Gangster.
Yeah. I don't like Jay-Z. He's a clown.
Lame.
He's not even a good rapper. His lyrics are
watch out.
Dull.
The Illuminati's going to get you, Sharon. Watch out.
Come get me, baby.
Can't talk I don't want to be here shit no more. About So you can't talk too much shit about the Illuminati. The Illumineers. What the hell was that?
I don't know. Scary.
That was weird.
Oh.
It was like a flash of light.
It's a good thing it wasn't a water bottle cap.
So what else do we talk about normally? Movies. You know what we just finished watching?
What'd you watch?
I know I talked about Star Wars real quick, but we watched that show... Baby Reindeer? Have you seen it?
Oh, I watched like the first episode and I was like, nah.
So my wife was really into it and I kind of jumped in a few episodes in.
Yeah.
And it roped me right in.
Yeah, even it's a few wild. Episodes deep.
Yeah, it's wild.
She's like a stalker, right?
And it's a true story. That dude, like, that the guy that's in it, is he wrote it.
Oh, yeah?
And it's true about him.
Oh, wow.
And, he's a bartender. I'm not giving away much. It's like the first episode.
Wait, the guy who plays the role,
wrote the movie,
is the one that wrote it and went through it.
Yeah, yeah. So talk about putting yourself up on a pedestal.
Wow.
I guess he was like, nobody looks like me. So he's a stand-up comedian, but he's a bartender.
Oh, okay.
So he's a.
What would be even cooler if he got the actual girl?
Yeah, I don't know if that would have worked out well. So he's a bartender, and this woman comes in. And she's like, hey, you know, hey, good looking. What's up?
Yeah.
Give me a soda pop. And then.
That's the part I saw.
Yeah. So then she sits there and comes in every day, same time, says she's really busy and can't stay, but sits there and talks his ear off, talks him up, makes him feel good, gives him some confidence. So he's got like, he's got a really weird relationship with her.
Yeah.
Because he kind of, he's not attracted to her. But she's making him feel good. She's like a boost of confidence. And every time she has like a pet name for him, which is Baby Reindeer. And it just escalates to a point that's like really uncomfortable. And then you see other aspects of his life. And it's kind of like psychologically what leads him to be okay with this girl stalking him. Like, he's got like a lot of weird... I don't want to give anything away because it's incredible.
I'll have to go back and watch it.
It roped me right in. I was like, wow, this is really fucked up.
Now that I think about it, you know, the part I stopped at was like he had just met her and she kept showing up to the bar, like you said. Yeah. And then like it was the first time that she like flipped out on him and like started screaming at him out of nowhere. And then he was like, that was fucking weird. But then she like took it right back and was like, oh, I'm sorry. Like... And he was like, okay.
Yeah, the whole thing's
that strange. That was the last thing I saw,
Yeah, so Richard, like, Richard Gadd, he's the writer. And
wow.
And this is the girl that plays Martha.
Martha.
And in real life...
She's the perfect Martha. Look at that. I look at her and I'm like, that's a Martha.
Dude, the woman looks just like her.
Yeah, really?
In real life. Like a little... I mean, obviously she's...
Oh, snap.
Some sort of actress or whatever, so she's a little more put together. But the other girl was like... Very close, heavy set girl that looks like that.
Wow.
Yeah, 91% of people like this show.
Yeah, I know. It's a huge good review. Hit. Yeah, it's a huge hit. Everyone's been telling me about it.
Yeah, it's really cool. It's really, there's a lot of psychological aspects to it. And
that's
you kinda,
what I like. That's what I like.
And it kind of makes you think about things in your life and you're like, wow.
Wow.
I'm like, I wonder if that led to this. With that, you know.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
Anyway, it's pretty good.
Pretty sick.
Good show.
I'll check it out. Can we look her up, the real Martha? Is that possible?
Yeah, well, let's do it.
Or is that going to be hard to find?
Real Martha. Oh, first thing that comes
real
up.
Real Martha.
Let's see.
That's the fake one.
I know she's being interviewed on
that's the real Martha.
Some talk show.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's her, and that's the girl that played her.
So it never got to a point where she was, like, arrested or, like...
Oh, yeah. I don't want to give anything away.
Oh,
but, okay. Yeah, okay. Like, crazy shit happens.
Oh, okay.
Like, it was, like, a real stalking situation where she's, like, infiltrated his personal life. Not just going to his workplace, like, finding out where he lives.
Oh, my God.
Like, catching up with him on the street, which I think they're in, like,
that's
London
creepy,
or...
Man.
And they're in the UK somewhere.
Yeah.
And then, like, a lot of people, like, taking the bus or walking.
Yeah.
And she's just, like, there. She just shows up wherever he is. It's fucking wild.
That's what's scary is, like, you never know who you're coming across. Ever.
Yeah. Yeah, it's weird. Some people get obsessed.
And, yeah, you don't truly know a person.
No.
No matter what.
No, you definitely don't know anybody, really. So anyway,
well, I'm in your house, motherfucker.
Yeah, it's true. I keep letting you in every week.
I know.
So did you hear about this this beef, this rapper beef?
Oh, we're gonna do that. We're gonna go down that
road.
Yeah,
what's who's the guy that's
fucking Drizzy Drake?
Drake.
What a clown he is.
So
he's such
I have a question. Oh, that's Drake. All right,
that's Drake.
Know what he looks like.
Yep.
Now,
that's Drake.
He is he good? Like, do people like
okay.
I know people like him, but
yeah,
is he
yeah.
good?
Yeah, yeah. He is good.
There's a difference.
He's got a cool rapping voice, but I 100% like he's not he never lived the hard life that he portrays in his music. He's definitely got ghostwriters for days on end. He's never been through a single hard day of his fucking life. But he likes to pretend that he does for the sake of his rap. But it's just all writers. It's all fluff. So they turned him into some gangster rapper from what's the show he was in that when he was in the wheelchair? Was it Glee or something?
Was he in Glee?
Yeah, when he was a teenager, he was in like Glee or some bullshit like that. So get out of here, dude.
Cool.
You've been in Hollywood your whole life.
Yeah, I don't I don't buy that at all.
Yeah.
But who's this other guy? Kendrick Lamar?
Kendrick Lamar.
Is he good?
Oh, my God, yes.
Yeah, is he?
Yes, he is
I
a
heard
freak
something.
Show when it comes to rapping.
So I heard something, I don't know if it was online or on the radio or whatever, on the World Wide Web.
Yeah.
And it was somebody like, was that Kendrick Lamar?
It's probably Kendrick, yeah.
Oh, wow, it was terrible.
He
I
has like
it was
a
so bad. I was like, what is this shit?
He does like a few different voices.
Okay.
And some people do find it really strange. But mentally and lyrically, he's not one to fuck with. He's a god. There's a YouTube video of someone with flashcards and there's just subjects written on the flashcards, and he's just going like this.
Or he's just going
and
through
and he's
them.
Just rapping through all the subjects that That's the cool. dudes are
That's pretty impressive. I mean, I find that impressive because I could never do that in 1,000 years.
Yeah, me neither.
I could barely read the words that quick
exactly,
enough.
Exactly, yeah.
I'd be like,
yeah,
Blue Smurfs.
Yeah.
Pink Elephant. Just whatever.
Yeah. But you can just tell, like, Kendrick came from the real shit, man.
Came from the scene.
The real stuff.
Well, you know, this is a big beef, and they're talking a lot of shit.
Oh.
And I heard...
Getting a phone call.
They're talking about a phone call.
It's my sister. Sorry, Jillian. Oh. I can't answer right
now. Answer it. Go ahead. Ask her if she wants to be on the podcast. Unless she's crying or something.
Hello?
Hello.
Hi. You okay?
Yeah.
All right. Do you want to be on the podcast? Or you're on the podcast right now. Could I? Oh, you sent me a text? Go ahead. Yeah. Ask me the question. I'm going to let everybody know how much you waste my time. And go ahead.
Because you leave me on red, so I never know.
I am not, as of this morning.
Okay,
okay, sounds good. Bye.
Cool. That was your sister?
Yes.
Nice.
Yes.
We're going full circle.
We've
talked about everybody in your family, I think.
Sorry, Mom, block your ears, but me, my sister, and my brother were trying to do a break from the old Mary J.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, as so of this morning, I failed.
Not on a break anymore.
No,
on a break from.
So she called me to get the approval to, yeah, just to make
That's
sure,
funny.
You know.
Well, you guys are all adults. Who
yeah,
cares?
Yeah.
Whatever.
That's my sis. I love her.
That's cool. That's nice that you love her.
Yeah.
Because I have a sister as well.
Oh.
And that's where I'm going to leave it. And that's also a thing. So
I should have asked her about this. She could have finished the whole episode after
yeah,
that.
Just put her on speakerphone and walk away.
Yeah.
Just let her talk about it.
Dang. Oh, you know what?
So here's.
Can I do that? Can I call her on speaker?
You really want to, yeah.
I just want to ask her what side she's on.
So I want to say something real quick.
Yep.
I miss the good old days of rapping feuds.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Like Tupac and Biggie?
Yeah, like Tupac and Biggie, you know?
Just shoot each other and end it?
Drive-bys, you know? That's you want to talk about being hard from the streets. Well, that's how they handled it.
Oh, my God.
And speaking of sisters,
yeah.
I remember the day Tupac died. And I want to tell you that I fucking didn't know who the hell Tupac was. Like, not... I never heard that name before in my life.
You remember the day he died?
I remember the day he died.
When did he die?
In the 90s at some point. I was a kid.
Oh, I was born?
Yeah. And my
I don't know
my sister is a little bit older than me.
Yeah.
And she and one of her friends come running into my room. They must have just heard it on the radio.
Yeah.
Tupac died. You believe it? And I remember like sitting there. I don't know how old I was.
Yeah.
I could have been watching TV, playing video games. Playing with Legos. I have no idea how old I was, right? Even if I were like 16, I probably would have been playing with Legos.
Know, yeah.
But she comes in, oh, Tupac died. And I'm like, who?
Who?
And I remember whatever friend she had with her was just turned around and walked out of the room.
Really?
And I'm like, I don't know who that is. She's like, he's like the best rapper ever and he's dead.
Who died first? Do you know?
I think it was Tupac.
It was Tupac?
Yeah. And then
Biggie after.
Biggie Smalls, yo.
Because of Suge Knight, right?
Yeah, isn't that guy out there killing people?
Yeah.
All right, so call your sister back, sorry.
Yeah, this should be interesting, too, because she's a huge Drake fan.
Oh, shit.
But she can't admit that he's better than Kendrick, so. Let's just get the
This
proper...
is going to be... This is now going to cause your family to be in a feud.
Hello?
Hey, last question.
Yeah?
I say last question, like I already asked her a question. I haven't asked her
anything. Yeah.
Okay.
First and last question.
So check this out. You called when we were when we were actually talking about the Kendrick and Drake beef going on. Yeah. But okay, wait. I just have one question.
Okay.
What side are you on?
It's going to be public.
Yes. Because I already know your answer, and I'm very upset about it.
No, because you're going to have to hear my answer out.
Good.
Okay, I do.
But don't be long-winded, though.
He is a good rapper, but...
Who?
Kendrick. But I feel like Drake is pulling more receipts for his BS. So if Kendrick can pull the receipts, I'll gladly switch to Team Kendrick, but us light skins going to stick together.
So right now you're Team Drake? Team Drake right now?
Okay.
Unless the receipts come out, then I'll switch.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Okay, bye. Love you.
Bye. He's a performer. What do you want?
Hey.
So, when she says pulls receipts, does she mean just the truth is, you know, on his side? Or
I actually don't know what she's talking about. Okay. But
So, all I know is they keep talking shit.
I know in the latest Kendrick diss, he called Drake out on some, like, pedophile shit.
Yeah, like diddling, so like little girls or something.
Yeah,
or,
so I'd imagine that's what it's about.
Okay.
So if she sees the receipts and it is in fact true,
yeah,
then she'll be Team Kendrick.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Does your sister watch the show or listen?
She does. Yeah.
Yeah. Cool.
Yeah, she does. Out in Boston.
Boston.
She's a Boston.
She's a Bostonian.
Yeah.
She's a mighty, mighty Boston.
So yeah, I mean, I think it's crazy to go up against Kendrick. That's just wild.
Yeah.
You shouldn't be doing that kind of shit. But if anybody was to do it and has enough money to do it and has enough ghostwriters to do it, it would be Drake.
So, you know what the best thing about all this is I brought this up and I know nothing about either one of these people.
It's irrelevant.
You honestly could literally play one of them and say, guess who this is?
Yeah.
And I would guess wrong, almost guaranteed.
Yeah.
I am just not.
I think you would actually know. I think you would.
I mean, maybe
because Kendrick can be that weird sometimes.
I think I heard Kendrick Lamar, and he was like, "You're gonna be little girl."
Here's the only thing that I take.
That sounds like
this is the only thing I take from this.
Yeah,
I am so happy that celebrities cannot get away with shit anymore.
Yeah, I'm
happy
that
like they're not the invincible people that they once were. They could do anything and never even hear a peep about it. But nowadays,
yeah,
they can't get away with nothing. You're doing shady shit like that.
Well, you know what's funny is we talked about P. Diddy a while back.
Yeah, exactly.
Is anybody still talking about it?
There's been a lot. P. Diddy, the Nickelodeon guy there.
Yeah, I'm still yet to watch that.
And now there's Drake. And all those, all the people like from a few years ago,
all the Me Too movement.
Yeah, the whole Me Too movement. All those movie producers and music producers.
That got a little crazy.
It did get out.
They
of control.
Were really. Some of those were kind of a reach.
Some people started lying just for the clout.
Some people were really like reaching to find something.
Yeah.
And I felt bad for a couple of people.
Yeah.
like Aziz Ansari, you know him. He's a little.
He was part of that?
Yeah, dude. So he was a single dude, and he had a fling with a girl and like a one night stand, whatever.
Yeah.
And like he did some weird shit. They were fooling around. No, she was an adult.
Oh.
They were fooling around, and he did some weird shit, like sticking his finger in her mouth or something like that. Like stuck my fingers. Like it was like.
Hey man, two adults, fair game. I don't care.
Yeah,
what
it was something weird. He was a little weird, but it wasn't like enough to.
He's the guy that puts like a sock puppet on.
Yeah, this girl was like papushka. Really, really trying to throw him like in front of a train. And he's like, sorry, I did something weird while I was drunk having sex. A one night stand with some random fucking girl. Like,
at least I'm not Louis C.K. Jeez.
Yeah, right. That's a totally different thing. That's like he really, really killed himself on that one. But yeah, I mean, some people, well, not some people. I feel bad for Aziz. I don't know if there's any other cases out there like that. Yeah.
I'm sure there are.
Because he's a really funny comedian, and I mean, he just did something weird.
Yeah, I agree. I love his stuff. Yeah.
He wasn't like, you know, let me video you doing that. He wasn't like trying to do anything. He was just being weird.
Everything was at full consent.
Yeah. Yeah, they hooked up.
Everybody was of age.
It was a night. He hooked up with a girl, and it was weird. It got weird.
That's it. That's on the girl.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if it's on the girl. It's still on him, but
oh yeah, shit. I don't want to see
can't
that.
He can't be canceled by.
Can we edit that part?
Being a little weird.
Sexist.
That's okay. You're sexist. You just say it. The dude that has Fingernail polish. He's real sexist. He's a real macho man.
What is that?
Misogynist. I'm just saying you're very comfortable with your.
I am very comfortable
with yourself.
Yeah. And I take pride in that.
And I told you I'm jealous.
Yeah.
Because if I were to get my nails done,
I can do it for you.
I would get like made fun of at work. I did.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. I don't care.
I don't care how many sexual harassment videos I watch. It doesn't matter. Yeah. They'll still do it.
Yep.
Fair enough. And then I get to go to customers' houses, and then there's a lot of weird people out there.
That's where I wouldn't bother. If I'm going to people's houses and stuff.
Yeah, because it's bad enough.
Yeah.
It's bad enough just existing going into people's houses. I don't want to do anything. Like, as it is at work, I wear an American flag hat.
Yeah?
And if I pull into, like, somebody's driveway and they have, like, a Biden flag, I switch it out, and I put, like, it's like Whole Foods.
Why?
Because, like, a lot of the people out in the Cape that vote for Biden are, like, kind of hippy-bippy, like, you know.
And they don't like America?
Yeah, because they're just like, what are you, some sort of Trumper?
Okay.
So I have, like, a whole box full of hats at work. I pull into the driveway of somebody's house, and I see, like, a Trump sticker on their car.
Mm-hmm.
I get a hat that says it has a Confederate flag on it. And I'm like, I call them brother a lot. I'm like, yeah, brother. And I just like really yell at them and get crazy.
That's really nice of you to like adapt to the customers.
Yeah, I just really just try to fake my way through life. That's how it, I do it.
Fake it till you make it.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's fun. It's a lot of fun. That's what I do.
It is.
And then like, you know, if I say, never mind. I'm not going to go there. I was going to say something else. And it would have been a bad idea.
So based on these pictures, because I know you don't know who these people are.
Well, these are the two people.
Yeah. What team are you on?
Based on the pictures.
Yeah.
Well, let's see. Kendrick Lamar has a halo of thorns.
A crown of thorns. Yeah.
Thank you. A halo. I think that's kind of a blasphemous kind of thing, which actually, believe it or not, that's points for me.
Yeah.
On my end.
There you go.
And then,
so what you're saying is,
what I'm saying is, he's satanic.
Team Kendrick.
I guess so.
Yeah.
I don't know, dude.
All right, Matt's Team Kendrick. You heard it here first on the Odd People Podcast.
I don't want to choose sides. All right,
Odd Question Time. He's Team Kendrick.
Shit, I don't know.
Odd Question Time.
Well.
Oh, is that? Oh.
Who the fuck is that guy? Is that Kendrick Lamar?
Isn't Nipsey Hussle too? Isn't he another Ooh. Beef?
The fuck is Nipsey Hussle?
Oh my god, forget it.
Dude, hold on. Don't just give up.
It's like the gangster version of your brother.
Hussle.
Can I say that?
I guess. What's his name? Oh. Nipples Hussle?
Watch.
Oh, Nipsey Hussle. Why does he have anything to do with my brother?
No, not that picture.
A different picture. Nipples Hussle.
There you go. Look at that. Doesn't that look like your brother?
He sort of does look like my brother. Sorry, Brian.
Oh, I feel he'd be honored. I mean, he's a legend.
Nipsey Hussle. Is he a legend, though?
Yeah, of course.
I mean, I've never heard of him.
Well.
What's really funny is I typed in Nipples Hussle, and he still came up, but also.
That's it.
Men's nipples come up a lot, too.
There we go.
There's Adam Sandler with his chesticles out.
Holy shit.
Give him a rap name.
Oh, my
God.
That
guy's got, like, long hanging nips. That's pretty weird. Yeah, the guy kind of does look like my brother. But anyway, what about him? Is he beefing with somebody?
He's dead now. He got killed.
What?
Yeah.
So,
no beef now.
Like a drive-by?
I believe so, actually. Beef with his baby? I believe he was shot and killed, yeah.
Wow.
Don't quote me on it, though, because I don't know a whole lot about him. But I know he was a very famous...
Nipples? It won't change. It won't change out of nipples.
Hey, it works. Whatever works.
Graphic content.
Yeah, there you go. He got shot and killed right at his own place there.
He owns a T-Mobile? In front of T-Mobile and Boost.
I don't know what he owns, to be honest.
Nipsey Hussle shooting surveillance video. Wow, that's... I'm not even going to play that.
Yeah, probably shouldn't. Wow. Look at that. He's at the Grammys. See, he's a big deal. He's a big deal.
Wow. Wow. And he was killed.
Yes. Beef, man. Let the beef go. Love each other.
Yeah.
It ain't that serious.
Well, this episode kind of went nowhere.
Yeah.
You notice?
Pretty usual.
It's pretty early. It's pretty early on, and I was ready to do odd questions, but I don't know. What else could we talk about? Why don't we
Do you know any other beefs? Any famous beefs?
Well, like musicians and the...
Yeah. Rappers,
well,
musicians.
It's funny, like in my world...
celebrities.
In my world, right?
Yeah.
It's an old beef that I think has been squashed.
Nobody died
out of this one.
Over it. That's good.
But like the early days of Metallica, you know the band Metallica?
Yeah.
So they kicked out a guitar player right before they became famous and started their first album.
Really?
And that guitar player was Dave Mustaine from Megadeth.
Whoa.
So he was in Metallica, helping write all the songs. And then they were like touring and, or not touring, but like playing out.
Mm-hmm.
And he'd get drunk and be like a violent, weird, crazy drunk.
Belligerent.
So they kicked him out of the band.
I
and they
love
were
that
like,
word.
Get the fuck out of here, you belligerent drunk.
I love that word, man.
And when they kicked him out, they got a different guitar player who was still their guitar player. And then they went on tour. And he was like, hey, I wrote all those songs. What the fuck?
Wow, that's messed up.
And then he was like, fuck them. I'm going to start
then he was Megadeth?
Megadeth. Yeah. And then he started Megadeth.
Wow.
So like in the metal world for a long time, people talked about it because they wouldn't tour together. They wouldn't be seen near each other.
Is Megadeth good?
Yeah. Yeah, they're good. Yeah.
I hate Metallica.
Oh, do you really?
I really
You like
do.
Straight up hate him, huh?
I fucking hate him. I can't stand the dude's voice. I can't stand how he sings. Ugh. Just garbage. I'm probably gonna get a lot of hate for that, but it is. It's garbage. It's trash.
Well, I think.
But I've never heard. I've never heard any Megadeth.
Their first few albums are good.
Yeah. Is that where like Enter the Sandman and all that?
That's
stuff?
Like their last good album, and even that's questionable.
Really?
Yeah.
So you like the stuff before that?
The three or four albums before that were all fantastic.
Oh.
Master of Puppets. That's a good one.
Okay.
I'm telling you. I mean, it's like straight up thrash metal, and you're a fan
like
of
that.
Kendrick
like
Lamar, so yeah. I don't know if you will really like it.
I have a very wide range of music.
Yes, yes.
Except country.
No, you
no
don't
country.
Like country. You don't
no,
like country.
No country.
I don't really know anybody that does like.
Unless it's like the old country, like.
So like Johnny Cash.
Yeah.
Like Johnny Cash is good.
Yeah, Willie Nelson.
Yeah. Well, that was when country music was just. Country music. There was still like
people making music in the country.
There was still like I wonder what kind of country music that's called, because there was still like popular country music.
Yeah, I'd
that was
say
a little
so.
More mainstream.
Yeah,
and then like I feel like you know Johnny Cash and Willie Nelson. Who's the other dude that used to play with Johnny Cash all the time? I can't remember his name, but they're kind of like an offshoot of that.
Oh yeah,
where they're a little more real.
They're not considered country.
No, I think they're considered country, but it was just like, I think they're a little more real.
Yeah.
Than like, it's not
whenever,
like
whenever country made the transition of like
pop
sexy
music.
Tractors and Daisy Dukes and Mud on My Boots and stupid ass shit like that. That's
what I mean. I think it's always kind of been there floating around, and then it got really popular in the 90s.
They emphasized
with,
it.
With, what's Miley Cyrus's dad? Billy Ray Cyrus.
Oh, Billy Ray. Garth Brooks.
That shit was
that
like
stuff,
really
yeah.
pushed. They really went into the limelight.
Yeah.
They went into the limelight.
And then it got poppy.
Then it got really poppy. Now it's
now
like.
Now it's extra poppy. Now Post Malone's making a country album.
Why? Doesn't he have enough
Beats
money?
Beats me.
Oh my God, my dog's going crazy. Something must be wrong.
Also, Beyonce has a country album.
Yeah, yep. I've heard one song from it, and I hate it.
I bet. I haven't heard anything from it.
No, you didn't hear the Texas something? This ain't Texas. I'm a dildo.
No. What does she know about country? What does she know?
What does she know about anything, you know? She just knows about Destiny's Child.
Yeah, she just knows about the single ladies. That's it.
Yeah.
That's it.
And she's not a single
Stop
lady.
It.
My
Stop
dog's
it.
Losing her shit up there.
Yeah.
It's because we're talking about Beyonce.
Yeah, he's like, cut it out.
The Illuminati's coming by.
Shut the hell up.
I'm starting to lose my voice today.
Uh-oh.
See, because I didn't bring a water. Now I'm like...
Do you want to go get one?
Yeah, I'm going to go get a water because we have some time to kill.
All right.
Don't do anything funny while I'm gone.
Can you grab me one too? Yeah. This bang is almost out. I'm almost out of my bang. Bang. Bang energy. Blue Raz. Yeah. Who else can I call during this podcast? Nate, I'm going to call you right now. I'm going to do it. You're going to be on this podcast. I'm going to call you and see how your day's going. Oh, shit. He's back already. Forget it. Forget it.
What were you going to do?
Thanks, man. Appreciate the water. I know what you were about to do. Nothing bad. Nothing bad.
What were you going to do?
I was just going to, you know.
All right. I feel like Nate can really mess with this episode a lot.
Yeah, he's got some wiggle room.
He's got a lot of wiggle room. I think it's odd question time, though.
Is the garbage here? Oh, it's right there.
It's upside down.
Okay. It's all right. You good? You got your water? Is your voice going to make it?
Yeah.
The rest of the episode?
Yeah.
All right.
Let me go to the odd question, because I feel like we can...
Odd question.
Elaborate a little on this one.
Yeah, when I say odd, you say question. Odd.
Question.
Odd.
Question.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fuck that shit. Okay. Odd question is, have either of you experienced extreme physical pain? If so... how did you get through it? From Mark. Thank you, Mark. What a great question.
Wow. Mark.
And I have experienced some extreme physical pain. Have you?
You have to define extreme. I've had some extreme discomfort.
Mine's not like extreme, like the guy that crashed his flying aircraft.
I've never broken a bone.
No?
So I don't know what that feels like.
I've only broken one, and this ties into the same story.
So... I think I fractured my leg. I was working with my dad, and I fell off a ladder.
Oof.
And I went crashing down. And I just happened to be working across the street from my grandparents. I don't know if I've told this story before.
I don't think so. How tall was this ladder?
So it was one of those fucking weird ones. You know the
it's
weird
like a
ones?
3-footer? You were like,
that you can do like a weird configuration with.
Oh, I hate those things. I hated that.
So we were putting vinyl siding on a house.
Yeah.
So I made the ladder into like half a box, right? And I put a wooden plank on top, and I was over the bulkhead.
Yeah.
And this yard was all uneven, right? So the whole time the ladder was just kind of rocking.
Okay.
I'm an idiot. I didn't like shim one leg or whatever, so it was just kind of like uneasy.
Yeah.
I was probably like only 5 feet up, and I was on my knees. And I was, you know, hammering vinyl into the house.
Yep.
And then I lost my balance, and I went back. And when I went back, I was like riding it out on the plank, and I hit the bulkhead. And that's when my leg, it like hit the plank, hit my leg.
Right on the shin there?
Yeah, like I still have like a dent in my leg.
Oh my God, you do?
Dude, it was like straight
holy
up
shit.
Like not cool. And then went flying back into the yard. It was bleeding like crazy. I just so happened to be working across the street from my grandparents. So I hobbled over. And my grandparents were alive at the time. And my grandmother was like what she was doing reminded me of like she was like a World War II nurse. She's like, she's like cleaning it and like putting a bandage on it. And I'm like, like limping. It was like really, really painful. And she's like, do you want Tylenol? I have some Tylenol you can take. I'm like, yeah, absolutely. She's like, you want one or two? I'm like, I'll take two. I think it is like Tylenol.
Yeah.
Just like straight up Tylenol.
Yeah.
Because old people have Tylenol.
What was it, Perks or something?
I don't know what the official. So anyway, I go back to the truck and I'm like, Dad, I think I'm done. Right? So we walk back to the truck across the street. And I'm like, I'm just going to sit here for a little bit. He's like, all right, I'm going to clean up. I'm going to do some things, and then we'll get going. Like, it was, like, right after lunch that this happened. So I take the two Tylenol, and it, almost, like, 20 minutes later, just pass the fuck out,
oh,
dude.
My God. That was not Tylenol.
And I wake up at, like, 5:30 in the afternoon, like, I'll, like, wake up my dad driving home. Says, wow, you are out. I was like, oh shit, what the hell?
Love me some good mystery pills.
So the next day when we go back, I asked my grandma, I'm like, what was this Tylenol that you gave me? Oh, it's Tylenol with codeine.
Oh my God.
I'm like, dude, you gave me two Tylenol with codeine. Knocked me the fuck out.
Damn.
I mean, I couldn't feel my leg and it was probably good for me to rest.
That's great. Yeah, but she hooked you up, man.
Yeah, my dad walked out like he was going to clean up and like go home.
Yeah.
But he was such a workaholic that he was just like, he's asleep, fuck it. And he just kept going. Worked for another like 3 hours.
That's awesome.
I'm like, all right.
So you got through it with some mystery pills.
And then the only other time I was in extreme pain was I had heart surgery.
Yeah?
And yeah, that was pretty painful.
I was going to ask you if that ever...
It's
because obviously they hook you up with
not last year.
Some good stuff.
When I was 28, when I had an open heart again, I had open heart when I was a baby, and then I had open heart again when I was 28.
You were 28.
Yeah, so like that sucked.
Yeah,
because you kind of like wake up after surgery and you're like, oh, like you can't like move, you can't do anything. I couldn't take a deep breath. I couldn't laugh.
Holy
I couldn't
shit.
Yawn.
That didn't scare you?
It was scary. Yeah. It was freaky.
That would scare the shit
My
out
wife
of me.
Would laugh at me every time. Even when I came home for like the next couple of weeks, I couldn't like take a deep breath.
Oh my God.
And I'd be like that. And my wife would just laugh her ass off. Cause she's like, what are you doing? I'm like, stop. Don't make me laugh. Wow. I'm like, it hurt. They give you a pillow.
I mean, that's like my everyday because of asthma, but.
Like they give you a pillow for you to like. Move around to like keep pressure on your chest so you don't move your body around too much.
Oof.
So that was pretty painful.
Scary.
But it's not, I don't know, it's like expected pain. It's not like a shock. Like you're just, oh, I'm sore and pain.
Yeah, yeah.
It's not like a shock of like getting into a car accident
like
breaking
you knew
a
it was
leg
coming,
or like, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, so what about you? What's,
I don't know if I ever said it on the podcast before about the U-Haul.
Okay.
Did I ever talk about the U-Haul story?
I think it's been a while either way.
Yeah, that's definitely the most pain I ever been in. I was helping my brother move. I was in the back of a U-Haul. Like
which
a
which brother?
My brother Ryan.
Okay, cool.
And it was a short drive, so like me and a few friends were in the back of the U-Haul.
I think
and
you did tell me this.
Yeah, my dad like he didn't know the door was open, so he just punched the gas. And I went flying out the back. I was the only one like standing up and like running around the back of the truck like a moron.
So how old were you?
I was like 15, 14, 15.
Okay.
But I fell out. It was at least like maybe 30 miles an hour, 35, 40.
Holy shit, really?
And so, so I fell out and my legs kicked out and I landed on my wrist and I broke my wrist.
Oh.
And still cracks to this day if I move it the right way.
Eesh.
But that was like, it's incredible what your brain can do when you're experiencing physical pain.
Mm-hmm.
Because your brain can almost override it and you feel nothing. Like you're just off pure adrenaline. You don't feel it yet. It took hours for me to like finally realize what happened.
Really?
Finally realize that my wrist was broken. Like it took hours because I was just so pumped up and like as soon as I landed and broke my wrist.
So which direction were you facing when you went out? Were forward like the way you were going or
yeah like
you were facing back?
He punched the gas so like I had no choice but to like go right to the edge of the truck.
Yeah.
And at that very moment when I was standing at the edge of the truck, I was like, I either fall forward and basically bash my whole face up or like try to like get my standing or footing, or I jump and I get kicked out and I like I don't know
potentially hit your head.
But so I decided to jump last second because I knew I was going out anyways. And I landed, my feet kicked out, and I landed on my wrist and broke this one, and I smashed the back of my head, and that's why I'm psychotic.
You blaming it on that?
Yeah.
Wow.
That's rough, dude. Yeah, it was the most pain I ever been through, and I broke my wrist. But like I said, it didn't come till like hours later. I was like, okay, and it was such a gradual, slow.
Was it really swollen?
Yeah, big time.
Like Mickey Mouse hand. You're like, I think something's wrong.
Yeah, exactly. But it was such a slow, like oncoming too. Like it slowly hurt more and more and more.
Yikes.
It took like almost an hour to reach like. like full pain. Like I broke my wrist. This fucking sucks. Yeah.
Yeah, that really sucks.
So, and then I was supposed to wear a cast and I never wore it. Like I always like they gave me like the removable one at first. Yeah. And I never wore it. I always took it off at school because I was too embarrassed and it never healed right and it got all messed up. So I didn't handle the extreme pain the way I should have. And I pay for it every day because my wrist still sucks. But
yeah,
at least I just draw for a living. It doesn't need to.
You don't need your wrist.
Yeah.
It's like the only
well, thing that thing's fine. Like the only time I really feel it now and it starts to hurt again is if I go bowling.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, the easy solution for that is don't go bowling.
Don't go bowling. I don't go bowling anymore.
Yeah.
I've given up.
Was that something you did? Like
what?
Bowling?
Bowling, yeah. I always loved bowling.
Yeah?
Yeah, I got my own bowling ball, my own shoes. And
were you in a league or anything?
No.
Oh, okay.
It was just for me.
You just really liked bowling. And now you can't fucking do it.
No, I can't
do it. Son of a bitch.
Unless I learned with my lefty, but I ain't no freak like that.
Yeah, those weirdo freaks with their left-handed leftiness.
Yes. What so if you handle extreme pain with mystery pills, it's a much better option than not wearing your casts.
Yeah. Well, I never got it checked out. I didn't have health insurance, so I didn't get it checked out.
So you're only guessing it's a fracture.
I'm guessing because of how extreme. It looks like I got shot in the leg.
Yeah, it does look pretty rough.
And there's a very distinct crease in my bone.
Yeah.
I don't know how else to put it. There is a...
Do you still have any issues now?
No, I have no issues with it.
No?
But for years, it was, you know...
Rough, hurt.
Kind of like every once in a while, I'd be like, ah.
Put pressure on it. Kind of
hurt, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm like, why did that hurt? Oh, yeah, that time I fell off a ladder.
So you never broken any bones?
No, that was the closest I've come to breaking a bone, though.
Huh.
I've never...
got lucky.
Yeah, I did get lucky, because I rode my bike a lot, and I did a lot of stupid things. I fell off my bike a lot.
That was the only time I broke a bone, so I was lucky until that happened. But even that, I guess it was a pretty...
even skateboarding and everything, and you never really
hurt.
Yeah,
no.
That's wild.
I never did.
Do you think your skateboarding reflexes came into play when you were...
No.
Going to jump off the
a moving truck is just like you're either jumping forward or jumping backwards, but either way,
it's not ending well.
Yeah,
you're lucky you didn't get hit by a car.
I almost got ran over from the car behind us,
Jesus
and
Christ.
They were flipping out on me. They were screaming at me like I jumped on purpose.
Yeah,
and
to them it probably looked like you did it on purpose.
Yeah, I was like, why would I jump out and get run over by a car on purpose?
That's so funny because that happened to me one time. I was driving behind a U-Haul, some dude jumped out. And I flipped my lid. I was like, dude, what the fuck?
What the fuck? My dad kept driving. He didn't know I jumped out.
Yeah, why would he?
I got these guys yelling at me. The truck's taking off down the street. My friends are flipping out in the back because they're like, he just fell out.
That sucks.
And I just started running after the truck.
Wow.
Because I thought I would be left behind.
Yeah. And you were like 15.
Yeah.
So I think that's it for this episode.
Man,
this has been
what a random ass episode.
The best episode we've ever put out. So I'll just apologize to everybody now.
I'm gonna pick a legit topic for us next week. Okay.
Yeah, you know what?
I'm gonna pick something.
I thought I was gonna have more for you.
That's all
right. On the
celebrity beefs.
The celebrity beefs. I was thinking of stuff this morning. And I'm like, yeah, I could talk about that. And I should have wrote it down because I don't remember anything. And it's the end of the day. I work today. I'm tired.
Yeah, it's all right. So I think it was a good episode.
I think it was great. Just, you know.
If you made it this far, thank you.
If you made it this far, let us know in the comments.
And what is wrong with you?
Who do you pick? if you made it this far, wow.
Yeah.
Who do you pick? Drake or Lamar? Megadeth or Metallica?
Yeah.
Or, you know...
Yeah.
Denzel Washington or Joe Pesci? Who do you think would win in a fight?
Joe Pesci all day.
You have anything to say?
He's got the small man syndrome. He'll kill anybody.
Pretty angry.
Yeah.
So who do you have anything to say? Who are you? Who are you?
Thanks for listening to us. And
thank you a lot. Really, if you did make it this far.
Yeah,
thanks.
Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
You mean the world to us. And you're the reason why we keep going.
Yes.
Off to you, Matt the Cat.
Cool. I'm going to read this in the voice of Joe Pesci.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you.
You can support this show by clicking on the link in the description of the show. Check out all the social media, Instagram, Facebook for some reason, TikTok. Join Jared's Discord. Go find the Odd People Podcast on Reddit. Answer the odd questions. Go check out oddpeoplepodcast.com for all your podcast needs.
Yeah.
Thank you for listening to the show today. Stay creative, stay inspired. And what do I look like, a fucking clown to you?
Yeah. Fuck Drake.